honey.
Good night.
Sleep well tonight with no electrical worries. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085. That's 272-2085.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Radio, only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
150 million people.
think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Break your butt up!
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Hello.
The Justice Department is fighting the release of the affidavit used to get a search warrant for the raid on former President Trump's Florida home. Prosecutors asking a federal judge to keep it under seal, arguing that its release would compromise an ongoing criminal investigation. Just back from his vacation in South Carolina, President Biden today set to sign another big tax and spend bill, the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, that Republicans say will achieve just the opposite, will actually increase inflation. The bill cleared Congress without a single Republican vote. An increasing number of conservative Republicans being subpoenaed to appear before an Atlanta grand jury for challenging the 2020 election results in Georgia. A shootout has left a Miami-Dade police officer in critical condition, the suspect dead. Wall Street, Dow futures down 48 points. More details, srnnews.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
Happy National Roller Coaster Day.
It's a roller coaster.
You're gonna spew.
And welcome to National Roller Coaster Day, and many other things being celebrated today on News Talk 93.1 FM at 6:07. Jay Scott will be joining us right now. Rich Thomas is in the house.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Some of you had a nice evening shower or thunderstorm yesterday. I heard thunder. I didn't have any rain, but today it's going to be hard to find showers and storms here in central Alabama. Your better rain chances are down in the southwest part of the state. Otherwise, look for a hot day. We had 96 yesterday. We'll be in the mid-90s again today. Rain chances 20% or less. Good bit of sunshine. Most towns will stay dry. Low tonight, 72. Tomorrow, high temperature up to about 93. Now, the storms tomorrow become more numerous. Scattered storms, mostly in the afternoon and evening hours, but really just about any time. A couple of stronger storms possible in the state tomorrow. And then scattered to numerous storms Thursday and Friday, and perhaps even Saturday. That'll keep the high temperatures down to the upper 80s, which is a little bit of a nice byproduct here in the month of August. Right now this morning, 74 degrees. I see a few clouds out there. It's 6:09.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome, everyone.
What's so funny?
It's National Tell a Joke Day.
Let me tell a joke.
Oh, do tell me this is a joke.
Please tell me this is a joke.
A joke. Just a joke.
You know I got jokes.
Tell a joke day.
Joking. Joking.
Jokes and jokes.
Ain't no joke.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
It's showtime.
It's not a joke. It may be tomorrow's News Talk breakfast special. Snoop Dogg coming out with a new cereal called Snoop Loops.
Really? Is that right?
I just don't get it. You could axe anyone. Oh. It is 9 minutes after 6 o'clock. It is Tuesday morning, and that means Menthol Meredith. Oh, thank you for my sack.
Money's in there.
Appreciate you holding it.
That sounded wrong.
Yeah, I didn't mean it to be that way. Speaking of sounding wrong, Kristen Chenoweth was on Celebrity Family Feud.
Yeah.
Now, Steve Harvey should not be alarmed when somebody replies to whatever you call it, the survey question. Besides the lips, what is your next favorite part of a man to kiss? And she didn't say a specific answer. She said it rhymes with heinous.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Oddly specific.
Well, she can kiss my... Never mind.
Rhymes with heinous. Okay. I thought she meant to say heinous, but heinous is the correct pronunciation of H-E-I-N-O-U-S, correct?
I would say.
Good. Oh, look who's here.
All hail Jay. All hail Jay. All hail Jay.
Hello.
Thank you for...
Like I said, there's money in that.
Money in the bag.
There's money in the bag.
We're going to be able to do even more for bingo. That was the bag. I just want to be real clear that I was not unzipping anything else.
Nice heinous.
Okay. Let me just shake it in case anything else falls out. We were going to talk to Tammy later this morning.
And that's Valerie R. Who bought that?
Valerie R. You are a sweetheart. We appreciate
it. She was there when I dropped off, and she said, I heard you had one extra. And so she took that one.
Good. There will be
all the more. Others were spoken for.
They're going to have another pie day up there Saturday.
But I'll be probably taking pies again sometime this week, I'd imagine.
Yes, sir. And
that's fine, by the way.
I'm planning on running up there again on Saturday. Had a good time up there. It's nice. I got to get up to Prattville more often. But, you know, it's like... With my schedule being the way it is, I need the reason.
I'll be in Pittsburgh. I could start a pie franchise for you out there if you want to expand to another state.
That would be awesome. I mean, look, I wouldn't be the first person of a mature age to come up with an idea that took off, right, and became a business. And I think I found the right formula because I'm getting... It's not just a matter of, you know, raising money for a really good cause... And up on our three-legged friend bingo, but the feedback has been really positive. So I really appreciate that. It is 12 minutes after 6 on Tuesday. We also get commentary from our old friend, Menthol Meredith, who is always lighting one up when she begins her commentary.
Well, now everyone's griping about inflation, but... Us smokers have been dealing with this crap on the price of cigarettes since the 80s. Now, I just don't get how they can charge us so much for basic essentials like food, gas, and Marlboro Reds. I remember the good old days when you could walk into a 7-Eleven with $2 and walk out with a couple packs of smokes and a Slurpee. Matter of fact, I used to get that combo every single night after my shift at the Waffle House, and I called it dinner. Okay, y'all, I gotta go. With prices shooting up every day, I need to go stock up on pantyhose and kerosene before my lifestyle becomes unmanageable.
It is 6:13. Of course, Joe says there is no inflation, unless he's referring to a personal issue that maybe Jill can help with. But there's a number coming out today. Walmart is doing their earnings. And Walmart is sort of like the economic... To say that it's as low as 8% is obscene. Because the prices... And they don't include groceries when they put that number out. Which is ridiculous.
Why?
Because everybody has to
important.
Buy groceries. Yeah. So that Walmart number will be out around 7:30. Is there any way we can quickly see where the futures... What the future is? On the...
Let me see what the future is here.
FBN. He knows all the HD channels. Isn't that cool? Rich Thomas.
it's down 15 points.
Okay, so nothing really. Probably just waiting for... That could be a very determining factor in how the market runs today. We will find out. We will let you know when it happens. Let me get a word in for my friends at Brian Jewelry. Let's do the quick math here. 25 and 30 is 55, 86, 116.
Could just happen.
I was just one step away from getting it in my head.
That's Timeline Charlie over here.
Yeah, right. Days till Christmas. But it's never too early to start thinking ahead and getting that big gift taken care of so that when you go into the holidays, you're not feeling that kind of stress. What am I going to do? And at Brian Jewelry, they're so good. Even if you don't have an idea, if you can't pick your own brain, pick people with experience. And the collective group of intelligence there with Lynn and her team at Brian Jewelry can really help you nail it. In fact, they have the ability to create something from scratch. So if you've always had kind of an idea, go see them. They love to create. However, their in-house selection is big and very competitively priced. So you really can't go wrong. They also give you a chance to put it on Christmas layaway. So you have that option as well. And then when the big day rolls around, it's paid for. There's no financial stress. There's no creative stress. And you're able to give a gift to somebody that really makes a statement. By the way, they have the War Eagle Roll Tide Showcase there, which always carries first rate. This is not souvenir kind of stuff that celebrates the greatest rivalry in sports. This is real deal jewelry, watches, and more. Brian Jewelry, 7078 East Main in Prattville. Lynn and her team can also be found at brianjewelry.com. In fact, I recommend a visit there before you go to the store, because if you decide to buy something, you'll save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. That's Brian Jewelry and brianjewelry.com. Local news at 6:16.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. The Alabama Democratic Party has tagged Montgomery attorney Monica Arrington to replace Sabrina Martin on the November ballot. Arrington's name will be on the ballot for Montgomery County Circuit Judge. Martin had her nomination for the judgeship revoked by the Democratic Party last month. Auburn police have arrested a man on several child sex-related charges. Police arrested 24-year-old Tyler Fox of Auburn on Friday. He was arrested on felony warrants charging him with sexual abuse of a child less than 12 years old, sexual torture, production of child pornography, and possession of child pornography. The Associated Press has just released its top 25 football poll. Alabama is ranked number one. They are followed by Ohio State and Georgia. Other SEC teams in the poll, Texas A&M is ranked number six. Further down the poll, Arkansas, Kentucky, and Ole Miss come in at number 19, 20, and 21. Auburn is unranked but did receive votes. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
Are you looking to make an upgrade in your bathroom or kitchen? If so, why do all the time-consuming research when you can know in advance and have confidence in Genesis Renovations, who has been voted the number one home remodeler in all the Tri-County area and additionally has been voted among the best of the best when it comes to windows, bathroom, and kitchen remodeling and outdoor living spaces, including fencing. Visit the Genesis Renovations website at gen-corp.org. That's gen-corp.org. Or give them a call at 416-80.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is not headline news. Madonna turned 64 today. She was once known for desperately seeking Susan, but now she's all about desperately seeking attention. Madonna's still the material girl, but nowadays the material is Botox. She's still wearing that cone bra, but now it contains a wadded-up tissue with an unwrapped Werther's in it. Old Town Road hit 1 billion views on YouTube. Billy Ray Cyrus hasn't been this happy since Miley slashed the rent on her garage. And the Game's new song, This Is Eminem. How will Eminem respond? Find out on our next episode of When Old People Rhyme. This is not headline news.
All right, we are at 6:20. I guess the series finale of Better Call Saul ran last night.
Oh my gosh, it did. I got to watch it today. Wow.
That being the case.
Be careful.
Is this a spoiler?
I don't know.
Spoiler alert.
I don't watch it, so I have no idea what's spoiler or not. So.
Better Call Saul.
I know that Rich watches it, though.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I had something on the...
We had this problem with what?
Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Let me take a moment to look for something here since we are basically killing time. Today on TV, by the way, our topic, 4 in 5 of us quit a job before, and the top reasons that has been done, not why we've quit necessarily, but why people in general have quit. So here is what I was looking for, that person who has seen the last episode.
Careful,
of something.
Rich.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
We salute you, the only person who's seen last night's episode.
The only person who's seen last night's episode.
You tossed and turned all night playing that one crazy scene in your head and mulling over that insane plot twist. You cannot wait to break it all down with your friends and co-workers.
You're the only one who's all caught up.
But you want to talk about it now.
Bob and accounting is still 4 episodes behind.
As you wait by the water cooler, prepare for head shaking and empty promises to talk about it in 8 months when it's released on Netflix. You are the only person who's seen last night's episode.
The real American hero.
The world is a different place than it was after the Sopranos finale.
See, it didn't reveal anything. You play that for...
No, spoiler alert. It was fine. Good to use the caution.
Yeah.
This never really used to be an issue until, you know, VCRs, DVRs came along.
Right.
Everybody.
You had to watch the show or not.
That's why a record that will never be broken was the 106 million people who tuned in for the MASH finale.
Yeah.
Back in 1983. That will not happen again.
I just watched that over the weekend, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did you think of it?
It was not as good as I remembered it to be.
Yeah.
It was a little off.
Yeah, something was missing from that.
Yeah.
Not nearly as powerful as Colonel Henry Blair. Oh, I better not mention that because that could spoil somebody else's. Since it's in reruns on 30 different channels about 14 times a day.
Right.
It is 22 minutes after 6 o'clock. Today is also Joke Day.
National Joke Day, yeah.
And since we have a little time here, we have a joke-off. I said joke-off. Between Siri and Alexa, who is funnier?
What's brown and sticky? A stick. What did the janitor say when he jumped out of the closet? Supplies. Which bear is the most condescending? The pan. Duh. I only know 25 letters of the alphabet. I don't know why. Why are elevator jokes so classic and good? They work on so many levels. If you see a crime in an Apple store, does that make you an eyewitness?
Okay. See what they did there, the eyewitness? By the way, at 6:23, I already have both convoluted intros for random facts, but both will probably require an explanation from Rich as to why they're funny.
Okay. Well, I hope I'm here.
Yeah, me too. That would be awfully disappointing. Plus, then I wake up this morning, I realize I got a doctor's appointment. And I don't want to go.
I think Ryan might be listening. He's laughing at something.
Probably not us.
I don't see the point in going. It's over an aneurysm. Everybody just about has one somewhere. And it hasn't dislodged in 6 months. So why do I need to go back? What are they going to tell me?
I don't know. Sometimes I just go to the doctor because that's
what it says, ultrasound. hey, maybe I'm going to have a baby. Since men can now have babies, maybe I'm pregnant.
Oh, man.
So the question, to get to this, I need to leave her.
How long will your maternity leave
be? Let me know.
So we'll talk to Rebel Farm Center a little bit earlier today. We go about 8, it's at Baptist South.
They didn't ask us.
1 minute to TV time, kids.
I think we're good.
They're talking about coconut water.
I don't think I've ever tried coconut water. I think.
I've had.
You don't like coconut, do you?
I don't like the texture of coconut. I don't mind the flavor or taste.
Oh.
I don't like that texture of the coconut shavings and stuff. I can't stand that.
Coconut shrimp is awful.
That I love.
Really?
Coconut shrimp I'm fine with. Oh. When you fry it up and everything and you grill the coconut, that's fine for me.
No, I don't like
Doesn't
that.
Seafood Bistro do that?
They don't have coconut shrimp.
They don't?
No.
She likes the shrimp that comes. Oh, that's the... So we're just 15 seconds. I am going to turn them on now.
If you text, I've got not do
you
it.
You turn them on every day.
All right, listen up. Whether you stormed out or left on good terms, have you ever quit a job before?
I'm quitting this job right now.
A new poll found 81% of us have. There's a lot to talk about here, so let's check in with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good Tuesday morning, everybody.
Take this job and shove it.
Good morning.
Hey.
Yeah, sing it, Johnny Paycheck.
He does sing.
He?
Occasionally.
Pretty bad. Done. Terrible.
He was done.
Yeah.
Hey, all right, so 81% have quit a job. Has everyone here quit a job? I've quit a job.
Yes.
Ryan, you ever quit a job?
I don't think so. Most jobs don't want me to quit.
Greg,
I've had
a matter of debate.
Very few jobs in my life. I quit McDonald's because I had to go to college.
That's a terrible reason to give up a great gig.
The only job I quit was in high school was when I had to go back to school in the fall.
Yeah.
It wasn't like I was disgruntled. I had to go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working with people that have had, between them, 8 jobs total.
I think so, yeah.
I've had 4 in my whole life.
I've had 4 or 3, something like that, yeah.
I had years with 8.
Great.
That's the business, you know. Sometimes it gets tumultuous. But the dumbest thing I ever did was very early on. I got angry. I didn't like what the radio station was doing. And I went in on principle and said, I can't watch you destroy this radio station, which they did.
So,
but I didn't have another job lined up. So even if you're going to take a stand on principle,
okay. But I like the fact that you stood up to them. But it was kind of dumb not having a backup ready.
They destroyed a radio station, and I told them they were, but they wouldn't listen.
Yeah.
So they were all out of work months later. But it took me about 2 or 3 months to find another gig. So that was stupid.
See, I've quit to go elsewhere. You know, I quit jobs for those reasons, you know, like for promotion, you know, stuff like that. I've never quit, like, just like stormed off. But, you know, it sounds kind of fun, you know. To say, I'm out of here. This is it. You're going to regret this.
You want to burn the bridge at some point. Sometimes. Is what it sounds like.
Boy, that is so true.
It's a dramatic exit.
Well, sometimes you can't leave because you're still under contract, though. I mean, you know what I mean?
There's that. But sometimes verbal promises are not delivered, and I had a big... But the worst, can I tell you a quick story?
Was it from Chicago or Miami?
Yeah, the worst.
Miami.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, so...
You've lived both places.
It's July of, 94, and I get a call on a Sunday night that my dad had passed away, and I was like just, you know, dumbstruck by that news. But I had a show the next morning, so I called my boss and I said, I just found out my father passed away. I've got to go to Chicago. I'll be out the week. He said, our bereavement policy is 3 days. You know why I would not be able to use on this TV segment we do the response that I gave to him at that moment. And when I came back after a week, I was so just, I couldn't go back. My job was to go in and make people laugh, and I, for the first time and only time in my career, I was not able to set something aside and just do what I do. So the time kept passing, and after 3 extra days, they called and said, well, if you're not here tomorrow, we're going to consider you resigned. So I didn't go in the next day. They considered me resigned and then tried to tell, this is all over the newspapers in, down there, that I quit to pursue other opportunities. And I called up both newspapers down there and said, that is not true. And the, so the retraction buried them. I mean, they got so much grief for doing that to me at a time of crisis in my life. But the problem is that station got bought up by another company and I was blacklisted from them for the rest of my career. So, yeah, David makes a great point about burning bridges. You don't want to do that.
That's true.
You never know.
You gotta watch that. I try to not burn bridges, and I've always kind of prided myself that, you know, you leave in such a way that you could always return if you ever wanted to, you know.
Because you, have those, you never know.
I probably could. Right. You don't.
Well, and especially in broadcasting, you never know when you're going to run into these people again, you know.
Yes. That's true.
Stations always, you always seem to, we're back together.
That's right. Yeah, that maybe, boss you called an idiot.
Maybe you're more mature now.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're going to find out.
We've had a couple of people. Go ahead.
No, you finish.
No, I was going to say, we've had a couple of people leave our happy family here on this show, and you're going to regret this. You're making a rash decision.
Sometimes it's entertainment.
Yeah.
That's true.
As they leave, their exit.
I think they would admit that today.
You're getting the text. Oh, my gosh. You see what's going on. Oh, there's the box. There's the box.
Drama.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Walking them out.
What were you going to say?
So, Chef, I've got a question for Chef Greg.
Yes.
Can I pose a question to you?
Of course.
You got a minute?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. All right. So I was grilling last night, and I've been grilling. My daughter loves grilled stuff. She's home, and she is a big thermometer. Like I grilled steak last night.
A meat thermometer.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, thank you. Steak last night. Chicken a couple of days ago. Do you use a thermometer or do you eyeball it?
I'm an eyeball guy.
I mostly eyeball. Amen, although brother. I have one of those fancy electronic. Meat thermometers. Have I used it once? One time I used it.
It's almost worth it to throw an extra piece of everything on the grill so you have a test piece.
Yes, yes.
Assuming they all look the same, then you can go test one and make sure that you're not serving something that's too rare.
And really, chicken's the only thing
that's
you have to cook.
That's what I want to about.
Chicken's for sure.
The only, everything else you're okay with.
Yeah, I don't want to make people sick.
But yeah, I mean, you can tell when chicken.
And with chicken, when you take it off the grill.
Perfect to very dry.
We take chicken off the grill, wrap it in aluminum foil immediately because that will help it cook through if anything is not, you know, not quite done.
I got you.
That works.
Cooking with
See,
Greg.
But I worry about it. I worry about it being too, like,
David,
too tough.
I've told you this. Know? Worrying is like a sin.
It's like a sin?
Yeah, it is a sin. You got to be careful with that.
It's like a sin. All right. So no.
You're listening
no
to Ryan no Stinnett, minister of the Church of the Eternal Time Loss Factor.
That's right.
All right. Okay. So we've covered good stuff. All right. So tomorrow, Hump Day. We'll see you guys then. Right.
10-4.
By the way, I envy you having your daughter in town. You are a lucky guy. Wish I could say the same.
It is. It's fantastic.
He hadn't let me met her yet.
I thought you were going to see yours, girl.
I understand that.
Visit coming up.
One of these days.
See you tomorrow, guys.
Greg completely gets why I haven't.
Absolutely do.
As soon as you leave every day, you seem to go radio silent on me. I don't see you. Usually we're texting throughout the day. It hasn't been this way since.
Dads unite here.
I absolutely do.
Thanks.
See you tomorrow.
To hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6 a.m.
So was that whole story I told worth it?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, that was a great example of...
A good reason to leave a job.
I didn't quit, but they told me I would be considered quit if I didn't do something.
Yeah.
And, oh, God, did I get great revenge on that. But then a couple of years later, that station gets absorbed by a bigger company and...
Blacklisted.
I was never even considered by them for employment. As good as I am. It's 6:34. We have our first look at the roads with Skipper. Come back with the timeline for August the 16th with Rich next.
Well, things are still quiet all over the area this morning. We're not really seeing any problems anywhere. We do have a bit of traffic on East South Boulevard from Troy Highway down to Woodley and Narrow Lane. And a little bit of incoming traffic on Highway 80 and 31 out of Prattville. But really, it's quiet. So buckle up. Be safe out there. We'll keep you updated as we get busy in just a bit. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has over 40 Toyota RAV4s and Tacomas. Your good credit and no money down gets you on the road today. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, East Boulevard, Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Brubaker Motors wishes you safe travels out there. Stay safe and remember to buckle up. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
We're talking with David Little and Foster Grump, who has been down to Tucker Pecan Company. Foster, what'd you find?
Well, you know, Lieutenant Stan and I went down there yesterday. You know, we heard about the Round Beach towels, and so we had to go see to get one for Jenny. And they are awesome. They are 5 foot around. They are big beach towels, and they also have matching beach bags with koozies and little makeup bags that match. And you can get one for your girlfriend or just for your friends. They are perfect for beach and lake. But you know what? The other thing they had at Tucker Pecan that was awesome, they got a whole new selection of jewelry. And the jewelry, it was absolutely beautiful. You know, Mama would love that. But, you know, down in Greenbow, Alabama. But Tucker Pecan has some awesome jewelry. And, you know, even Lieutenant Stan got to go get him a vanilla ice cream cone before we left.
And, David, where are you located?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com. Call us at 262-4470. Or like us on Facebook.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Cartridge World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Blue Water Broadcasting is the number one most listened to radio group in the River Region. Find out how to put this reach to work for your business. Call us to find out how we can help. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Domestic violence does not discriminate. No two victims face the same challenges. Blue Water Broadcasting and Health Star Clinic want you to help us shine a light on domestic violence in the River Region by helping victims and survivors from the Family Sunshine Center get on their feet while transitioning from the shelter to safe living. Drop off your donation of household supplies such as kitchen supplies, bedroom and bathroom essentials, and cleaning supplies to Health Star Clinic in Montgomery. Non-surgical treatments for active, pain-free life. Donate what you can and help us shine a light on domestic violence benefiting the Family Sunshine Center from Blue Water Broadcasting and Health Star Clinic.
To find out how you can help, go to Newstalk931.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. Newstalk 93.1 FM WACV.
At 6:38 with the timeline for the 16th of August, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
Hard to believe we're 228 days into the year with 137 days left. We mentioned it's National Tell-A-Joke Day, and we heard Alexa and Siri telling jokes to each other a little while ago. National Bratwurst Day. It is National... Oh, I'm sorry?
No, I love Bratwurst Day.
Yeah. National Roller Coaster Day. By the way, Cedar Point, which was my childhood place to go in Sandusky, Ohio, used to have the most roller coasters, but now it's a place in California. It's 20 roller coasters at Six Flags Magic Mountain. Cedar Point has 16. Just thought I'd mention that. And it's National Rum Day. You mentioned yesterday that pina coladas are making a comeback, right?
Yes, they are.
Yeah. If you go to the Bahamas or on a cruise, you'll drink so much rum that you will be rummed out for a long time. 1858. A telegraph message from Britain's Queen Victoria to President James Buchanan is transmitted over the recently laid transatlantic cable. It's the first transatlantic cable.
By the way, to touch on your point, is this the one you mentioned, Cedar Point, Sandusky?
Yeah, Sandusky, huh? Right.
That is rated number 11 scariest roller coaster. No, it's number one.
It's on a little point of land that sticks out into Lake Erie.
Uh-huh.
And boy, oh boy, every kid for miles around, not just in Ohio, would love going to Cedar Point. It made
that thing does not summer. Have a flat spot on it.
Ooh, look at that. In Charlotte, North Carolina.
Wow. You couldn't get me on that. No thanks.
1920, the New York Yankees pitcher Carl Mays killed a guy with a fastball that struck his left temple.
Chapman.
His victim, Ray Chapman of the Cleveland Indians, became the first and only guy to ever die from a major league pitch.
Wow. In a way, it's amazing it has not happened a second time.
1948, this is the day Babe Ruth died of throat cancer at the age of 53. 54, the first issue of Sports Illustrated was published. The first guy on the cover was a Milwaukee Brave Hall of Famer, Eddie Matthews. 62, Pete Best was fired as a drummer for the Beatles. 2 days later, Ringo Starr would officially join the band. I love your random fact about Pete Best and the album title. What is it?
Best of the Beatles. Best of the Beatles. And yeah. I mean, he marketed it that way. Yeah. They didn't like him doing it that way.
But they should have given him something. Yeah. I mean, crying out loud.
Now our song of the day. We're actually going to cheat a little bit on this one. It sounds like a summer song, but it actually came out in early fall.
Right.
Drew Carey originally used this song, his theme for the Drew Carey show, before they changed the name of the show. Forgive me, this is a very old song on the timeline this morning, but I love the lyrics. Trading my time for the day for the pay I get, living on money that I ain't made yet. It's a 5 o'clock world when that whistle blows.
Though.
Did you really?
Yeah, because a
girl.
Young lady I was dating wanted, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. And the Letterman, too. How about that?
Turn Around, Look at Me is a song that comes to mind from the early 70s, right?
Yeah.
All right. So 45 years ago, this is the day everybody remembers where they were this day. Elvis Presley dies at the age of 42. And that happened, of course. He was found dead in his Graceland mansion in Memphis. At the time of his death, Elvis Presley's colon was twice the normal size due to the buildup of white fecal matter. Sorry about that.
What was the... was that portrayed in the movie that just came out?
No, not that part of that story. No, it was not. By the way, that's now available to stream if you want to see that movie. It's a pretty good movie. So on this date in 69, follow me here. There's a lot going on. It's a Saturday. Let me set the scene. Emerging in the Gulf of Mexico, a hurricane named Camille going through rapid intensification cycle and becoming a Category 5 hurricane. It enters the Gulf on this day. More on that tomorrow. Meanwhile, in upstate New York, day two at Woodstock. Today's lineup, Santana, Can Heat, Grateful Dead, CC Ara, Janis Joplin, Sly and the Family Stone, Jefferson Airplane, a British band who made it to the stage at 5 a.m. They're actually the headliner, but they made it on at 5 a.m. The Who played on that date. 85, Madonna and Sean Penn got married. They divorced 4 years later. On this date 26 years ago, a tropical depression forms in the Atlantic 26 years ago today.
That would... 26 years.
Well, 1992 on this date.
Yeah, that's 30.
So it's 30 years. Yeah.
That would be the Andrew.
Exactly. It would become Hurricane Andrew, the A storm that year, destined to hit South Florida 1 week from now, 30 years ago. 2005, Madonna is rushed to a hospital after falling off a horse while celebrating her 47th birthday at her country estate just outside of London. She cracked 3 ribs and broke her collarbone. This is the day in 2018 we lost Aretha Franklin 4 years ago today from pancreatic cancer at the age of 76. Now we have birthdays. Michael Scott from The Office. Steve Carell, he's 60 today. Timothy Hutton is 62. Madonna, we mentioned her birthday. She's 64 today. I wonder if she's shaving her armpits now. James Cameron is 68. Director of Avatar, Titanic. Kathy Lee Gifford is 69. Leslie Ann Warren is 76. We have college football 18 days away. Actually, the national kickoff game here in Montgomery is 11 days away. That'll be a national audience on ESPN. 76 days till Halloween, Thanksgiving in 100 days, and the Iron Bowl 102 days away. That is your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. Team Trash coming up in just a couple of minutes. There's a few odds and ends in there that are, I think, worth your time. We've already covered the big story about Snoop Dogg's new cereal. But wait, there's more just ahead. At 6:46, you mentioned Andrew and Camille.
Yep.
Interestingly quiet right now in the tropics, but, you know, that can change quickly. And if one of those storms makes its way over here, we're going to have people that will have roof damage because you get that combination of wind and rain. An aging, not needing replacement, but an aging roof and a house that's settling can create just the right recipe for water that can get in under a shingle and end up with a stain in your house. So before you panic and say, oh no, I got to replace the roof, call Jones Brothers at 800-264-8009. Get an honest diagnosis, and generally that's a very inexpensive fix. They just trace the origin of the leak and seal it so it can't happen a second time. Dispatch a touch-up painter to fix the rest. But Jones Brothers also does siding, which has become a very popular alternative for rising energy costs right now. They do energy-efficient windows and doors that look great. We've had 2 doors installed by Jones Brothers, and they do perfect work. Again, 800-264-8009, or visit all of their services and witness their guarantee at jbroof.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. 1,500 of the latest and greatest games, horse and greyhound racing, sports parlay, big jackpots. You can be a winner, too, at Victory Land Casino.
Good bit of sunshine today. The rain chances are actually very small today, 20% or less. Most towns will stay dry. Another hot day today with a high around 95. Tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, high temperature up to about 93. Storms more numerous tomorrow. Scattered storms, most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours, but really just about any time tomorrow. Couple of strong storms possible. Scattered to numerous storms Thursday and Friday, and perhaps even Saturday, with highs mostly in the upper 80s, held down by clouds and showers. Right now, we have a few clouds at 74, 649.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. To form a winning team, you need the best players. When it comes to taking care of your property, you need the best equipment. You need a Kubota from Capital Tractor. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. That's a winning team. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
All right, your SRN replay is ready now, and then Cheap and Trashy next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Hello.
The Justice Department is fighting the release of the affidavit used to get a search warrant for the raid on former President Trump's Florida home. Prosecutors asking a federal judge to keep it under seal, arguing that its release would compromise an ongoing criminal investigation. Just back from his vacation in South Carolina, President Biden today set to sign another big tax and spend bill, the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, that Republicans say will achieve just the opposite, will actually increase inflation. The bill cleared Congress without a single Republican vote. An increasing number of conservative Republicans being subpoenaed to appear before an Atlanta grand jury for challenging the 2020 election results in Georgia. A shootout has left a Miami-Dade police officer in critical condition, a suspect dead. Wall Street, Dow futures down 48 points. More details, srnnews.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
Still looking good all over the area this morning. No problems. Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka that we're seeing. Cams look clear. Buckle up. Be safe out there. Going to get busy with school zones and people headed into work shortly. We'll be here to keep you updated on traffic. Back to school time at Premier Place. Shop Kato Fashion, Sally Beauty, Professionnel and Spa, America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell Jane.
Hey Shannon, I think it's time we do another commercial for Greenville Foot Care.
Why?
Well, I'm leaving for college and we both have changed so much.
Good point. What do we want to say?
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, we should make Steven do this one. He was just a baby the last time. It's his turn.
Awesome, let's do this.
Wait, I don't want to do this. I don't even know what to say.
You just have to say Daddy's name and phone number.
And that they should call for an appointment.
And that there's a website now.
But I don't know any of that stuff.
You don't know Daddy's name is Dr. Brian Kelly?
Oh, that part I know.
The number is super easy.
Yeah, it's 265-7585.
265-7585?
She just said that.
Okay, what else?
Tell them that your dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, is a foot doctor in Montgomery.
Tell them most insurances are accepted. And if you have a foot problem, call the number or you can now request an appointment on our website.
And the website is?
GreenvilleFootCare.com.
Okay, I think I got this.
I hope so, because we're out of time.
Don't forget to say the line.
Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Good morning. What can I get you?
Yeah, I need a cup of coffee. I also need some tires for my van and my washer machine to stop leaking.
We're a coffee shop. We only sell...
And I need a new roof, a bigger bed, and a porch door that you don't have to fight with to close. Oh, how am I going to do this?
Oh, okay. I can get you some coffee. But let me tell you, for everything else, you should talk to my friends at Guardian Credit Union. They'll help you get what you need when you need it. Guardian helped me just last month when I needed a new refrigerator.
Really? Wow, maybe they could help me take care of some of my needs.
I'm sure they can. Here's their number. It's 334-244-9999. Or you can just apply online. Now enjoy that coffee, honey. Everything will work out.
Connect with Guardian today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now a story.
star is born. On August 16th, 1958, the world welcomed little baby Madonna.
Congratulations, it's a material girl. Gonna dress her up in diapers. Sorry, Mom, but I'm afraid you're no longer like a virgin. What? Too soon?
Madonna, a star is born.
There's no business in show business to live events we can't go.
At 6:54, welcome to the Cheap and Trashy Celebrity Gossip and Showbiz Report here on News Talk 93.1 FM. I'm your Cheap and Trashy host, Greg Budell. Mentioned this earlier. Could be tomorrow's News Talk breakfast special. Snoop Dogg now has a cereal in addition to a beer and dope and every other thing he's peddling these days.
Yeah.
You know, that one commercial, it does a bunch of them, but it's for that...
Corona?
Corona.
Yeah.
And Andy Samberg is in the spot with him, and he goes, I says, let's do something, and Samberg says, well, let me check my phone, and Snoop takes it and just dunks it in the ice bucket that the beer is sitting in. Oh, okay, so the best plans is no plans at all. I would take the ice bucket and club somebody over the head if they did that to my phone. Or say, I'll take a grand right now for a new one.
Yeah, right.
Idiot.
Exactly.
There's a lot of bidding going on Prince Harry's underwear.
Oh, why is that?
This is an auction taking place at the Hustler Club in Las Vegas. And a call-in bidder pledged $250,000. He said he wants to build a shrine to the underwear at the strip club he owns in San Diego.
All right.
The bidding will continue online until September 30th when the price reaches $1 million. How are we supposed to take inflation seriously when people are willing to chunk, you know, $250,000?
On underwear?
How do you prove he wore it, first of all?
That's true.
Hey, just you let them do what they're going to do. Their money, they can spend it the way they want. It's ridiculous, but...
Yeah, no, you're right about that. Absolutely right.
So it's just... I used to do the same. It's like, why are you... Yeah. Plus, I can't really criticize myself. I made some horribly dumb purchases.
The Hustler Club, that's a family spot. I'm thinking you start off at the Playboy Club, and then after a few more drinks, you go to the Hustler Club? Is that
right? You start at National Geographic.
Yes.
Then you move.
Eventually.
The Nat Geo Club is first.
Drake just set a record. He has now outdone the Beatles by having his 30th top five song on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Who would like to break into a Drake song right now?
I cannot name one Drake song, period.
He predicted this in his 2019 hit, Going Bad, with Meek Mill. In that, he raps, I got more slaps than the Beatles.
If they had just stayed together.
Well, yeah.
For just a bit longer, you know? A
few more years.
A couple more years.
Yeah. They could have outdone Drake.
They could have outdone... They could have set... some unbelievable records. Stadium attendances.
They could have...
If
they didn't stop at Abbey Road, they could have done Carmichael Road. They could
have... Yep. Rich Thomas, everybody. Give him a hand.
Please clap.
I read a little on this whiny story from Bryce Dallas Howard, because Chris Pratt got paid more for his role in Jurassic World and in each movie in that trilogy. He got 10, she got 8. Now, when was the last time you went to see a movie because Bryce Dallas Howard was in it?
That would be never.
You may have gone to see one of her movies, but did you go to see because the movie had a good reputation or because she was in it?
No.
That's show business.
You didn't go to see Jurassic Park because Chris Pratt was in it, though. You went to see Jurassic Park for dinosaurs.
I'm not saying that's what I'm saying. Yeah. No, I like him in the movie.
That's
I didn't
the other
go
thing.
See it because of him.
Nobody went to see any of those Jurassic movies because
we went
of
to
the,
see the dinosaurs.
Because of the actors.
So they should have been paid the most. Or the people who did
those
the...
Those effects people need to be paid.
The CGI folks need. Yeah. I'm sure they did get a ton of money for those.
I'm no idiot. I didn't go to the theater and pay $7 for that. I stayed at home and paid $20.
Yeah.